It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Welcome to second date update. Drew, how is it going?
Hey, well, you know, I guess we're going to find out, right?
Exactly. So you feel you're being ghosted by Jamie, and this is a woman that you obviously went out with. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I hope I'm not being ghosted, but, you know, I thought we had a good time when we went out last weekend.
Yeah, so tell us about this date.
So, we just went to a bar, and we hung out for about 2 hours, and honestly, I thought we really got to know each other and really connected, and, I mean, honestly, for a first date, I don't think it could have gone better.
Yeah, well, 2 hours, that's a pretty good amount of time.
And, Drew, how did the two of you meet? How did you and Jamie meet?
Oh, we met online. We chatted a few times, then we chatted over the phone, and, you know, then decided, hey, let's meet up for drinks.
Can you think of anything that might have happened during that time together that you said that went really well that could have been a red flag or been awkward or something that might have made her change her mind about seeing you again?
No, I mean, that's why I'm calling you. I mean, the funny thing is I was actually even funny on the date. Like, we were laughing a lot, and she was being very flirtatious. So, I don't get it. I don't know what happened.
All right. You thought you were on your game. Are you usually a pretty funny guy?
No, that's why it was so cool.
you're more shocked than anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Drew, let's call Jamie and see what's up and see if she'd like to see you again.
Hi, good morning.
Is this Jamie?
Yes. Who's calling, please?
Okay, Jamie, please don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you be willing to come on the radio with us this morning to talk about a listener friend of ours you actually went out on a date with? Do you remember Drew?
What do you need to know?
Okay, so we do a segment called Second Date Update, and
we had a great time.
Yes.
Last weekend.
I'm sorry. I listened to you guys, but as far as the date goes, it was a good time. I mean, we had fun.
Okay, so, and he said there was, you know, you went to a bar, you had drinks, you were laughing, you were spent a couple hours together, the conversation was flowing, there were no really awkward moments, it seemed to be kind of flirtatious, you seemed to be having a good time, and then he's reached out since then, and there's been, like,
crickets.
No response. He would like, and I think we would like to know, too, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple, and it was a really great time.
Yeah.
We met online. I took a look at the site the other day, and he's still on there. He still has his profile active.
Okay.
So
but what does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay, we started going out, and you still have your profile active on the dating site? No way. I said,
this was one date, right?
You only went out on one date.
Yeah. Look, I deleted mine as soon as I got home that night. He should have done the same thing.
Okay. Listen, All right. So, Jamie, we actually have Drew. We talked to him on the air about 4 minutes ago, and we've actually got Drew on hold. Could we just bring him in, connect the two of you here for a moment so you could, because I don't think he's aware of this, that you expected him to delete his profile.
I guarantee you he wasn't expecting that.
Could we just talk to Drew so we could kind of clear this misunderstanding up?
I mean, sure. Yeah, I'm sure he didn't think that I would find out. So it's totally fine. I can talk to him.
Okay. Just hold right there. We're going to come right back. Stay right there. Hey, Drew, can you hear me?
Yep, heard it. And seriously, I don't understand the problem.
What do you mean? We started dating. Your profile should be deactivated.
Okay, I mean, we went on one date, but I'm not going to deactivate my account after one date.
Oh, my God. You were making so many future plans. We were really connecting. I thought we had something special, and I thought you were the type of guy that didn't date multiple people at the same time. So.
Okay, but nobody said anything about us being exclusive. I mean, I can keep my profile up there as long as we're not exclusive. So I don't understand, honestly, what's such a big deal.
Then I guess you don't understand me. Okay?
Oh, God, that's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Well, good luck out there, Drew.
Okay, can we...
Guys, I'm completely in shock. I actually don't even know how to respond to this.
Jamie.
This is wild.
Jamie, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie, so did you have a conversation with Drew that night of your first date saying, hey, what do you think about making this exclusive? Or did you have some sort of mutual discussion saying, why don't
we're gonna
we...
be a thing or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, why don't we just give this a shot? I can understand that doesn't happen very often. But did you have an agreement?
I thought it was just really well understood by both of us. The things he was saying to me, the plans he was making, how we talked about just, like, how our, like, not morals are, but just how we view relationships, what we value, it really was on point. And so I was just surprised. I didn't go looking on the site to see if he was still on there. I was showing my girlfriend. I said, hey, this is a really great site. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, he's still active. So why is he making all these plans with me and really talking in a serious way when he's still
active? Just because you have a profile on there doesn't mean that he was actively, like, setting up dates with other people. I mean, you might just have that profile to wait.
But he was making plans, PT, for the future with her and made her think that it was going to lead to something
more.
I know, but
it doesn't mean you have to deactivate the account.
Why not?
So, Drew, for example, did you have any other dates this week with anybody else? Like, you didn't, right? Yeah, so...
No.
Just having your profile
on
there.
But you made plans.
What if they don't work out in a week or two and he deleted his profile and he's got to put the whole thing back on there?
But, Jamie, you just said Drew was making these plans for the future with the two of you and you were agreeing and getting excited about it.
Which was great because I felt that connection as well. And so it's just kind of like he's still putting himself out there. What if someone did hit him up and it was a match and they... Was he just was not going to?
True. Did you think that? Did you keep your profile up as a backup plan?
No, honestly, we had just had one date. I honestly didn't even think about it. That hadn't occurred to me, honestly.
And Jamie, you went home, deleted it right away. So you don't understand that why he wouldn't, if he was excited about you, why he wouldn't, that wouldn't be the first thing he did when he got home.
You know, I'm new to the whole online thing. I haven't done it that much. He's done it a lot, but the way he talked to me was he's had a lot of bad luck. So he was like, this is amazing. You're really intelligent. We're really having great conversations. So I just assumed, okay, let's we're dating.
Okay.
We're doing this.
So you got mixed messages. So yes or no. Listen, and here's what we have to abide by, Drew. We call Jamie, find out if she wants to see you again. Jamie, that's the question. Do you want to go on a second date with Drew?
Oh, do I want? No. I feel like that
because
trust is not really there anymore for
right,
me.
Because there is.
All right, listen, that's...
Oh, man.
She gets to do what she wants. Drew, it's a no for Jamie from Jamie for a second date because you didn't delete your profile immediately when you got home that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep,
all right. Okay,
I'm good too then.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, listen, as we say, it can sometimes get a little awkward and a little head scratchy right here on Second Date Update.
Wow.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.